From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. This weekend in college football's top division, Army plays Navy in one of the great traditional games of the year. On the rest of the schedule, there is no rest of the schedule. After an intense and often controversial regular season, the action has come to a screeching halt. If you're a college football fan waiting for the big event, the national championship game, be patient. It's a month away. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Actually, the wait is only 8 days until the first of 35 bowl games. All due respect to the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl and San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, but for most college football fans, there's only one game that really matters, big picture, the BCS National Championship between number one ranked Auburn and number two Oregon, coming not so soon to a TV near you, January 10th. Until then, what to do? If you're Auburn wide receiver Emory Blake, you keep catching balls, whether they're thrown by star quarterback Cam Newton or a machine.
If Cam wants to keep his arm loose and he wants to call me, then you know I'll be more than happy to go out there and catch some balls for him. But all I need is a jug machine to keep my hands, you know, ready to go.
If you're the Oregon Duck mascot, you relax. The Duck did push-ups every time Oregon scored. Poor, tired Duck. Oregon was the top-scoring team in the nation. The Duck doesn't speak in public. Instead, through his interpreter, Oregon head cheerleading advisor Dana Guthrie.
He said, "I'm really looking forward to this time off to let my feathers down and I can prepare myself for the Natty."
Natty meaning national championship?
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
He's even got some Duck speak there.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're Peter Schrager from FoxSports.com, you complain, like many sports writers do, when the subject is postseason college football.
You know, you can't blame a sports fan to thinking, oh yeah, college football, forgot about that, when on January 10th, suddenly there's a game of importance, when you're really worked up in early December for it.
All worked up and nowhere to go? Sports fans will fill their viewing time with the NFL, NBA, college basketball, and Bill Hancock isn't worried one bit.
Oh yes, they'll be back.
Hancock is executive director of the BCS, comprised of the top bowl games, including the Natty. His confidence is backed by numbers. With the same dead period last year, the average TV rating for all the bowl games, 34 of them, rose 8% from the year before. Hancock says the biggest reason for the long layoff is so not to interfere with final exams on campus, and who, he asks, can argue with that? You can't, but Auburn and Oregon finished their finals today. Seems like the championship game at least could be moved forward a couple of weeks. That sounds about right to Marcus Freeman. He was a linebacker on the Ohio State team that lost consecutive BCS title games in 2007 and 2008. In 07, Freeman says his team had 41 days off, a great time to heal bodies and get in lots of practice, which is good, says Freeman, to a point.
I remember we did tackle a few times, but still it's not game speed. You can't use that as an excuse for losing those games, but I can see that as a disadvantage.
Putting in a playoff system could eradicate the long delay and guarantee meaningful games in mid-December. But with TV contracts set and enough fans enjoying the Holiday Bowl status quo, the wait for a playoff could make the current break in the action seem like the blink of an eye. Tom Goldman, NPR News.